San Francisco is the first local jurisdiction to support Assembly Constitutional Amendment 3, introduced by State Assemblymember Sidney Conlogger. ACA 3 would ban all forms of slavery and involuntary servitude. 12 other state legislatures, including Ohio, New Jersey, and Minnesota, are considering similar constitutional amendments. San Francisco District 6 Supervisor Matt Haney introduced the resolution Thursday.
As it is currently written, our state constitution prohibits slavery and involuntary servitude, except when it is used as punishment. This directly impacts the tens of thousands of people currently incarcerated in California prisons and detention centers who are disproportionately Black and Brown. Even through the COVID-19 pandemic, California inmates have been forced to work for as low as 8 cents per hour. Many have been on the front lines fighting our increasingly dangerous wildfires, earning just $2 to $6 a day.
Riverside County is considering a similar resolution. The state legislature estimates that the California Prison Industry Authority, who provides work assignments to just 7,000 of the state's estimated 43,000 incarcerated workers, generates a gross profit of $60 million annually. Dorsey Nunn, who was formerly incarcerated, started a prisoners' advocacy group called Legal Services for Prisoners with Children. He responded to opponents of the amendment, who claim it would threaten job programs.
I don't think they're protecting programs. I think they're protecting cheap labor.
Nunn said the windfall profits generated by prison labor helps to offset the very expensive cost of operating prisons, but it doesn't account for the untold human cost that prisoners and their families suffer as a result.
This is no longer just a question about incarcerated people, because we're impacting people's lives outside the gates. You know, our children are not being cared for properly. We're coming home with no money. We're coming home with no opportunity. We're coming home still facing structural racism and discrimination. So maybe we can teach people that they are valuable even when they're incarcerated.
While prison work programs appear at first to be voluntary, many inmates are forced to work in order to pay restitution. California's prisoners also receive good time credits for their time worked, which helps them qualify for early release. And some prisoners say they are threatened with discipline if they don't work. In 2019, 8 current and former Santa Rita inmates sued Aramark, a private food service conglomerate, Alameda County, and Sheriff Gregory Ahern for allegedly stealing their wages and threatening to send them to solitary confinement if they refused to work. This month, a United States District Court in Oakland rejected attempts by Aramark and Alameda County to have the case dismissed, which means they can now sue the county for their lost wages. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.